Hello, welcome to Anger, episode 3. I'm Nzara, as always, and with me, unfortunately, as always, is...
Ramen Noodle King.
Unfortunately, my ass.
Mecha X.
Mecha X.
Mr. Mecha, what do you want to call me?
Did you say Mecha X?
Yeah, I used my, my other names on the net by accident. Mecha, whatever.
Mecha X.
Sound like a bad Mega Man fucking robot.
Mister was too gay, so we had to go with something more faggish.
No,
Mecha X.
Mecha X is something I've had as a name on the net since, I don't know, 96. So fuck you.
Oh, burn. Sick burn.
That's pretty conclusive.
I actually thought Mr. Mecha sounded stupider.
It does. Mecha X sounds like Mega Man X or some shit.
Oh, fuck yourself.
I just want to sit on my fat ass, eat McDonald's, and watch porn. I don't really give a shit about what happens in the world. It's American lifestyle, damn it. I'm living it.
Anyway, we didn't get any emails today, of course.
Surprising.
Another reason why not to see the Transformers.
Yeah, they're saying the movie sucks. Transformers.
Yeah, don't see it. It's a waste of time.
So is your mother.
I'm pretty sure she didn't put out. Pissed me off.
Here's the next feature news, which I found interesting.
Okay, church.
You know,
is
all
gay.
This is going to do is make TJ all butthurt because it talks about politics and religion and homosexuals. He's going to be like, oh, I don't like anything. Right, TJ?
I don't like anything.
See?
Screw everything.
Basically, what it is church creates a stir with gay exorcism video. The video shows a 16-year-old boy lying on the floor, which is apparently Sean.
Well, that must have been like 8 years ago. They got that on tape?
Yeah, man.
His body was convulsing as elders of a small Connecticut church cast a homosexual demon from his body.
Excuse me?
Homosexual demon.
That means a demon is raping him.
So a demon was gay? Can a demon be gay?
I'm surprised you didn't get that one piece of news. There's a 72-year-old lady living in a storage shed, like in a storage facility. And the officials' only concern was that it's going to be too hot during the summer.
Wait, was this actually good. Like in like a U store like facility?
Yeah.
And that's their only concern?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Not like, about well, like a hot plate or anything hot. That I'm sure she's got to plug in and shit?
I don't know. I don't think she's got electricity out in that kind of places.
Where is she pissing shit at? I don't know.
The corner. This is a piece of news Sean sent me, which I have no idea what it is. I haven't really got a chance to read it yet.
I didn't read it either. I just looked at the picture and didn't know what the fuck was going on.
The ball of death. Was that a Pokeball?
Bowling ball.
Is that a Wii bowling ball, basically?
People still playing Wii Sports? Well, I mean, I guess that's the only reason people bought a Wii.
Another piece of news is that they're making a Hitman 2 movie.
Oh, fuck.
There's a Hitman 1 movie?
Yeah!
I don't recommend I even seeing kind of part failed. 1.
Spoiler alert, he dies at the end. I don't know if he dies or not, but it'd be funny if he does.
No, he didn't, but it was a piece of shit.
Well, way to fucking ruin the movie for me, cocksucker.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm ready. What's up?
What the fuck is this?
What?
He just saw my dick. That's the response everyone gets when they first hit it. Oh my god, what the fuck is this?
How much is the Wii again now? Like 250?
Wii's been 250 forever. Brawl, the Wii's worth buying for Brawl alone because Brawl is fucking awesome.
Oh yeah, that's the only reason why I would buy it. Well, and a Zelda game too.
Yeah, they got the Zelda game, which is pretty good. I like No More Heroes. TJ and Joe didn't like that though.
Bag of truth.
Was it RPG? A piece of shit? What?
It's a...
Looks like shit.
It's a,
piece of shit.
It's like an adventure fighting type game. Not really like a fighting game, though. It's like an adventure action game. Kind of like, God of War-ish type shit.
Oh, okay. Makes me more interested to check out. Yep.
God of War's pretty badass, too. Now, the game is based on, there's 10 boss fights you have to fight throughout the game. And you fight all 10 boss fights. And you have to go through the stages to get to the bosses. But mainly what it's about is the boss fights. They're really
shit storyline.
Storyline's pretty neat, actually.
It's shit.
Shit like your face.
No, not that shit, but it's still
shit. Another piece of game I've been checking out is actually not really the prequel to Indigo Prophecy. It's the game that they made before Indigo Prophecy. It's called Omicron, the Nomad Zoo. It's a fairly good game. It's very, very similar to Indigo Prophecy or Fahrenheit, whatever you want to call it.
That game was cool for the first half of the game, and then it fucking just went straight to fucking batshit crazy. The internet is trying to steal the Messiah. Some fucking ridiculousness like that.
Yeah, then it started turning into DBZ fight towards the end there.
It was a DBZ fight at the end. Like, what the fuck? It's like negative 6,000 degrees and everybody can fucking just fly around already? Like, fuck.
If I was to rate that game, I would rate like the first half like a 10 out of 10 and then the second half like a 6 out of 10. Then
dude, it was awesome how like you were trying to catch yourself and escape yourself at the same time.
And then the end of the game just, you know, I don't know, like they gave up or something. But have you seen anything on Heavy Rain yet, Joe?
No, a couple of things. Looks all right.
Looks like it's a lot better than Indigo Prophecy, because the way it works actually is if one of your characters die, you have four characters. If one of the characters die, the story will continue. And even if all four of your characters die, the story still continues with a appropriate ending.
Doesn't really seem like it'd be a very difficult game. I just taped down the X button and just fucking have at it. Playing fucking Last Remnant, and I told you, the shit's terrible. Fucking runs at like 10 frames per second. It's got the most bullshit story you can possibly imagine. Except Vash does the main guy's voice, so I like
it. What system are you playing it on?
360. I guess I could have pirated it. In fact, why didn't I pirate it? What the fuck? God, I'm stupid.
You didn't pirate it and it still runs at shitty frame per second?
Well, no, I mean, you could have got it for the computer. I didn't. I got it for the 360. Yeah, no, yeah, the 360, man. I don't know what the fuck. Like they were doing. They have no idea how
the
fuck.
I got a question, Joe.
Yes.
Do you have a bunch of crap on your 360's hard drive?
No. I installed Ninja Gaiden and something else just to make sure that I'd have, you know, more room for it. But no, that shit just fucking. It's better that I installed it to the hard drive, but it still fucking slows down.
I never had any frame issues, but I haven't really played it a whole lot either.
How far did you get?
I got distracted by something. Like, I kind of had an ADD month or so and just kind of lost interest. Didn't really get very far at all. I think I got, the basic intro stuff, but then I lost interest for a bit. I've been meaning to play it again.
Dude, the intro, right, how you can't skip it and shit? I died in the very first battle because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I had to sit through that intro again, and I almost fucking just broke the game in half.
Through that bad of a game? I heard it was good.
You know, it's not terrible. It's just, man, you gotta really like that game to fucking...
It's got a strange system to it.
It really does, and it's not really a good system. It's like if Final Fantasy Tactics just started like growing a penis and ass fucking itself. I think it's a good way to describe how it works.
Resident Evil 4,
that game can suck my dick. I don't care if people said it was
exactly
a good game.
Yeah, that's exactly how I
feel. It ruined the fucking series, and that's people think every Resident Evil should have been like that, and they're fucking idiots.
Like what?
No.
Should have been like 4. Everyone that likes Resident Evil 4 says that that's what the whole series should have been.
Did they even play the rest of the old ones?
No, because they're fucking like 12, fucking little faggots.
I didn't dislike 4, but it wasn't my favorite.
It wasn't bad, but still.
A bad game. I mean,
it wasn't
I hate the fan base.
Yeah, the fan base has changed because the original. What was cool about the original one is it was scary.
Yeah, no, man.
The original one was like a bad B movie with horrible voice.
Scary.
Still, man, it was still kind of.
I ruined the scare for
scary.
Me.
I thought it was kind of scary. All those fucking zombies.
Yeah, the first one. I like part 1 and 3. No, everyone likes part 2 a lot.
Silent Hill was the scariest game ever.
Silent Hill 2 was. No, 3 fucking sucked balls. Fucking stupid
song, though. The newer Silent Hills were too easy.
Silent Hills were fucking just bullshit.
I thought Silent Hill was still 3 was still pretty good.
3 wasn't bad, but 4 was a fucking just piece of shit.
Yeah, 4 from what I understand.
Which one was the one we beat in like 6 hours?
4
six
was
three.
The
That
room,
was 3.
Right?
Remember that one puzzle that fucked everybody up because we were all tired and we couldn't think straight? It took like fucking like 10 people like an hour to figure that out, dude. It shouldn't have been that good.
Well, that game is kind of fucked up anyway. 4, from what I understand, wasn't really supposed to be a Silent Hill game. It just kind of got reshaped into one at the end.
I wouldn't doubt that because it doesn't take place in Silent Hill. I don't understand how it could be a Silent Hill game. It's like it's tangentially fucking attached to Silent Hill.
I haven't even played part 4 yet. Ever since part 3, I haven't touched any more Silent Hill. Well, besides part 2 and 1, but...
The one for the 360 isn't too bad.
Homecoming?
I thought it was okay.
Really? How much would you advise I pay for it if I should happen to buy it?
$10.
Well, knowing you, I'd say just go for the used one.
Because, I mean, I will play a shitty game, but I won't spend more than $20 on it.
Well, I doubt you'll find that.
For a 360 game, I know you generally have to go to at least 30 or 35.
Here's what you can do. Just go to a GameStop, just grab the used one, and then if you don't like it, you can return it for full price.
Oh, that's cool. I never.
As long as you have a week to play,
maybe. I've never actually been in a GameStop. Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, not really. I would think that if you tried to enter one, it would probably burn you. Cause,
yeah,
like, it would be the equivalent of holy ground.
Yeah, man. No shit. This guy doesn't spend money. We know it.
Has anyone fucking played Persona 3?
Yes.
All right. Have you beat it?
No.
I'll try to say this without spoiling, but the final boss, right, is this fucking clusterfuck, and it takes goddamn about an hour.
Just a sec. Are you talking about the final boss in the original story or the FPS one?
Oh, Jesus Christ. The fucking FES one.
Oh, I don't have the FES, so you don't have to worry about spoilers.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's this fucking, like, 12 fucking form bullshit, right? And I swear to God, I'm, like, so close to beating this. I mean, so fucking close. There are probably, like, 2 more hits and this thing would have died, right? And one of my fucking guys is charmed. And I just decided, I was like, oh, he's charmed. He isn't going to do anything. I'll just heal the main character who's really close to death, because they have one of those really cool systems where if the main character dies, it's automatically game over. So I heal the main character, and the fucking charm guy full heals the final boss, and I was just like, oh, mother... Oh my God, dude. I've never felt like my whole body go cold before. But, like, I watched that bar go up all the way to full, and I was like, oh my God. Like, 6,000 HP in just, like, a second. And I was like, oh, God, this just didn't happen. It was probably the worst moment of my entire life, guys. I mean, I don't know if you can really comprehend the fail unless you get to that final boss and beat it and then just realize, like, how much it would suck if you got one hit away from killing it. Then fucking kill it.
I guess I kind of forgot that you could target healing spells on the enemy.
Dude, so did I. So did I, man. I totally forgot that the cocksuckers, when they're charmed, turn into fucking just, like, beacons of fucking the worst party members you could possibly imagine. I'll never play that game again. I won't even watch the fucking ending on YouTube, because it takes, like, fucking 10 YouTube clips together to watch it. So fuck it. I don't care what happens. I hope everyone fucking dies.
Try it again later.
No, never. My friend B was watching me, and, like, he saw that, and he was like, he just said, I'm sorry, Joe. And, like, he went and had a smoke. Nothing could make you feel better after seeing that happen. I mean, that's like trying to fight, you know, any of the fucking Final Fantasy bosses, Kefka or something, and then, like, you just heal him on accident instead of, like, healing one of your own party members, and you're like, God damn it. Nothing can describe the pain I felt.
I think you should cry some more.
I almost did, man. I felt the tears welling up. The cold, icy tears.
Say what?
Let's get it on.
Let's go! He's done downloading. Wanna wash and get some lotion? Yeah, just don't recommend downloading that stupid-ass Paris Hill crap. Pissed me off. Waste my life.
You actually downloaded that?
Yeah. Grabbed a six-pack of beer and everything. Came back. Watching it. About 5 minutes in, I turned it off. Man, it's bullshit.
Wow, you went 5 minutes of the video?
Well, I fast-forwarded after 5 minutes, technically. To the end.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, pretty much. Still a waste of time, though.
Napoleon Dynamite was fucking... It's really fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's...
I declare that it does not exist anymore, then.
All right, I'm with you.
I have no idea what Napoleon Dynamite is.
It's kind of like getting, I don't know, raped with something unpleasant. Help me out here, guys. Okay, it's kind of like being fed razor blades that are, like, in ice, and then the razor blades get out of the ice when the ice melts. It's like that.
That would be painful.
Yeah. See, the thing is that it'd probably take about, like, you know, 30 minutes for the ice to fully melt, and that's about how long it takes for your, like, eyes to fully glaze over watching that.
It's probably like being raped with a full city bus.
Oh, God. I didn't think we had to get ugly about it.
I think the razor blades are pretty ugly.
What the fuck? Who's playing Pac-Man? That's probably TJ, isn't it?
What? No, I ain't playing it.
Sean?
No,
I guess
not
you next.
Me.
Sorry, I didn't think it would be that loud. I was clicking a link on Newgrounds. It said Pac-Man Ghostbusters, because it had a little image, like it had Bill Murray's head.
I would have clicked on it too, Mecca. You know, Newgrounds probably has the greatest range of fail and win anywhere on the internet. I mean, some of that shit is fucking so fucking dumb, but some of it's pretty good.
That was pretty stupid.
What?
That video was stupid.
All right.
Don't know why I clicked on it.
Same reason you click on every link that someone sends you, man.
Yes,
because
that.
You always think it's going to be different, but it never is.
Yeah, until it is different and my eyes get raped at the last show with the fucking porn picture.
No, that was not porn, dude. Because that was definitely not sexually stimulating at all.
It was
German.
What? What do you have against the Germans?
They're Nazis.
I got nothing against them, but they're freaking nuts when it comes to their porn.
You know what's funny is that the Germans think the same thing about the Russians. Those motherfuckers must be greasy as fuck.
You ought to arrange that picture you posted last week to be mass spammed onto 4chan.
Dude, I should have saved it, man. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
I doubt it'll be hard
they
to
deleted
find.
It, Joe.
No, I'm sure. I should have saved it, though. What was I thinking?
I think you had a brief moment of sanity.
Let's not put this filth on my computer.
TJ, Hey, Joe Mecca, got any news, games, anything you've been playing other than Galo, Sean?
Got an iPhone. I play games on that now.
You got an iPhone?
Yeah.
An iPhone?
Don't be mad because I got fucking stacks like the Pancake House.
It's not a money issue. It's a stupidity issue.
All right. You can be smart and fucking not play your sweet iPhone. I'll be stupid and play my sweet iPhone.
All right, you just
I guess
stupid.
I should mention this, I suppose. It's not the only thing I have done, really. They recently released some of the real Ghostbusters series on DVD.
Right, like the cartoons?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. That means I'm going to fucking download them, bitches. That's what that means.
Something strange in the neighborhood.
Man, that shit was so fucking awesome.
Did you like the movies? That
That's
the
like the best fucking news you've ever fucking said, Mecca. Why didn't you say that earlier? It could have made my fucking day better.
You ever seen the movies, Joe?
Movies are fucking badass, dude. In fact, I'm going to download them bitches right now because I fucking forgot how awesome they were. Bill Murray's the fucking man, dude.
Hell yeah.
That dude got arrested in, like, Stockholm for driving a golf cart, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning all drunk. I'm hoping I'm not making that up. I'm pretty sure I read that, and I just totally didn't make it up in my own mind. Someone should probably check me on that. Search for, like, Bill Murray arrested golf cart.
Okay, answer me this, Joe. You're so animate on... You said that you don't really like the PSP or the DS, but yet you get an iPhone, which, you know, is... practically a game system as well, and you're buying games on it. Isn't that kind
of... Well, see, no, I didn't actually intend to play games on it until I found out that some of them are kind of sweet. So, I mean, in hindsight, yes, a portable system I would probably use, and I should probably get a PSP or DS and get some of those sweet games that I've been missing out on.
Well, with the PSP, you could just replace the operating system on it, and then you can just play your games for free.
That's why I would probably lean towards that, because that's obviously the best option. You can also get the R4s for the DS, so you're set either way.
But make sure you get an older PSP, because apparently they're having some issues with the new ones that are out right now.
Oh, that sucks. They always got to fucking...
Like, buy a used one from GameStop or something.
They always got to fucking ruin that shit. Oh, shit. Sorry. Phone rang.
What FX?
It's not the FF7.
6, my nigga.
Should get Kafka's music on there.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay any more money for ringtones. That really does make me feel like a faggot.
Okay.
It's like you're paying for individuality, man. It makes me pretty fucking grossed out.
You can't just use a file?
No, man. Like, you got to go through... Well, I mean, maybe on a jailbreak iPhone you can, but...
I think I can use an actual MP3 on my phone. That's a BlackBerry.
Well, enjoy your superior phone, fag.
I think it's kind of funny when someone responds to a text 6 hours after I've sent one.
I think it's funny when I don't respond to a text ever when somebody sends me one.
So why the hell did you get an iPhone? How much did that cost you?
Well, monthly it's only like $20 more than I was paying at Centennial. It was $200 because I only got the 16 gigabyte one. I didn't think I'd be putting anything on it. That may have been a mistake now that I put a whole bunch of shit on it.
Good job, dumb shit. Well, maybe you can delete some of the stuff.
Maybe I can.
I think Sean passed out.
Hey, Sean, wake the fuck up, cunt.
Sean.
I should get like a little air horn.
God damn it, Sean. Hold the show together. You can't just be passing out on us.
I'm going to wake up instantly.
I was really into this. Yeah. And a kid that was freaking out over that. Wow, shit, that's fucked up. Stupid ass faggot.
Thanks. You almost sounded like you were paying attention to the last 15 minutes. Yeah, Mac, you have a BlackBerry. That's cool, man.
Yes, I do. It allows me to keep a track of people as I follow them.
What the fuck?
I do that too, but I usually just hang on to the top of their car. So sometimes I tape the iPhone to the computer screen, and then I watch porn on two different screens at once. The funny thing is that it's both animal porn, so pretty intense.
I need to make it where you could do that, and then you got, like, the point of view, and then you got the other one that's, like, side view.
Yeah, man, that'd be sweet. Horsepov.com. I'd pay money for that.
Please tell me it's not a real site.
No, I didn't. You would not, man. I didn't say anything about horses.
Well, I'll risk it. Find out. You said horse POV.
Yeah, man.
Typing that in?
I'm going to type it in right now. Let's see what comes up here. I'm getting that bitch registered, that's for sure.
I dare you to send us a link of it.
It's not up yet. I got to fucking buy the shit, man.
It doesn't exist.
Rome wasn't built in a day, Matt.
I'm really surprised that it isn't an actual site.
You know, I'm honestly surprised it hasn't been bought either. I mean, that kind of disappoints me a little bit.
every other site in the world's been bought.
Not Horse POV, man. I think this is our golden ticket. Hey, don't worry about the bitches. I know bitches. $20 and a few rocks, man, they'll fuck a horse. You guys worry about equines. I got the hose unlocked.
What's really funny is that
not
I
that
don't
funny,
doubt
dude. Come
bit.
On. What?
So what's funny is I don't doubt you one bit.
That's how I roll, man. So, Sean, man, you want to fucking get down with this? Or what? You got a camera?
All right, buy a camera. What's up?
No, man, we ain't buying shit, man. You gotta keep the startup costs low. You fucking made a money, man.
I think I have an idea of what I can do for next week.
Mecca, unless it involves a woman blowing a horse, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I'm sure I could find a video that would suit that, but I don't think it's a good show.
I'm sure I could fucking just send you guys a video. There's like 30 on my fucking right.
About the whole horse POV thing.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm interested.
At work, we have, like, a writing pad for, like, when people, like, want to...
Don't play with my emotions, Matt.
Use their Sharpies to write something. Mm-hmm. What someone put on there was www.penisland.com. Visit me, I'm there on there.
I'm checking. No, well, the site exists, but, I mean, it's just
it's
bullshit.
It's just generic site.
Yeah, it's that generic you typed in something wrong bullshit.
No.
Toys for men, though.
It appears to be primarily dealing with gay things.
Free gay hung porn. Gay hung kind of sounds like the coolest Asian guy I've ever met.
Anyway, so go ahead and end the show. See ya, fuckers.
Later.